possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Now the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima give their thoughts on what you might have missed about last night.
Well, no number of things occurring yesterday over at Browns camp in Berea, not one including the MJ Emerson unfortunate injury reported to be an Achilles injury as well. But we also heard from Cleveland Browns owner Jimmy Haslam yesterday talking about a number of topics with the media, including the step back that the team took after the disaster of last year, the 2024 season for the Browns.
You know, we made the decision last year to take a step back after last year's disaster and looking at our roster and knowing that we needed a quarterback to do this over a 2 or 3 year period. You know, it's too early to say, but we like our rookie group. We'll know a lot more, you know, after we play 2 or 3 exhibition games. The young guys get to play a lot, but we like the group, and particularly if Q can come back, we like it a lot.
And we kind of touched on it earlier on in the show, but there was some kind of talk of whether or not Stefanski and Barry may be on the hot seat for this year. Kind of pushed back on that, saying that Stefanski and Barry being like, hey, they got to get better, but we got to get better too, the owners.
You can't start the season on the hot seat. Don't do the Bud Adams. Hey, if you guys can't win it this year, your asses are gone. Like, don't do that.
Yeah, because then you already should have fired.
Because then you already should have let these guys go. Yes,
but so, you know, it is
your decision.
It's just funny because we do it. It's content every time we get the odds emailed to us, basically every day. The hot seats in every profession, in every single one, whether or not sports. I'm talking about sports, not like program directors or anything like that. But like every single one, it's here he is. And Stefanski's always going to be on these lists because they were 3-14 last year. But that's not how it is in a building. In a building, they're not operating every day with, oh boy, if today doesn't go well, these guys are gone. That does happen in November and December a lot of times. There's always one team that fires a coach very early in the year, and that's the first one, or a lot of seasons that happens.
Mm-hmm.
And to that, you'd say, well, what about in that situation? Well, you know what? There are absolutely situations where they're like, I can't work with them anymore. They are openly either refusing what the GM is saying, or the communication, or something is being sabotaged, or they're not dealing well with players. That does happen. I don't think that would happen with Stefanski. I mean, you don't hear a lot of those complaints about the way the organization is or with the coach or the coaching staff.
I've not heard about that getting out of control or anything of that matter. I feel the same way Anthony does about it. You don't start the season with guys on the hot seat. If you have an inkling that they're on the hot seat, then you just let them go in January and you move on about your business and about your life. Now, you could say that you knew that you weren't going to take a quarterback in this draft. And it's almost the same principle as college football, where you look at you could fire a coach, but you look at that schedule and go, Why don't I just let Anthony take the losses and then bring in a new guy after this year and then get it going the right way? You could do that if you wanted to. And that, for all I know, that very well may be their plan. Let's let Kevin and these quarterbacks take these losses and then go on. But you're still not putting anybody on any sort of hot seat, because then you go, he either surprises us and we reevaluate, or we move on as we were planning before.
Going over to the diamond yesterday, the Cleveland Guardians bouncing back with a 10-4 victory over the Colorado Rockies, including a big game from one Kyle Manzardo, who left the yard twice, had three RBIs and a pair of runs scored. Steven Vogt talking about the confidence Manzardo's been building up this season.
He's been on the fastball. Manzo's starting to get really confident. He's starting to believe he's ready to hit the fastball from pitch number one, and that's what's allowing him to drive off speed as well.
I mean, if you're seeing the growth in this guy so far this season, just imagine what he'd be getting if he played an entire season instead of being platoon for half the year.
Well, you got to put 39-year-old players out there when you can.
You have to.
this is
I'm
one...
the guy who wants to start Joe Flacco. Damn it. Damn me.
Yeah, touche.
I should get a job in the Guardians front office.
This has been one of the biggest... I don't understand, like, from an organization that I just have continuously praised over the last month for how things have been in the past, certainly not this year. I can't believe they haven't played him. It makes no sense. It literally makes no sense. And I don't think they've given a good answer on it either.
There's been so many things that don't make a lot of sense for a lot of people. You know, going back to now, Chase DeLauder's hurt, so it doesn't help anymore. But, you know, the DeLauder stuff, the Kafis stuff before, Manzardo, like, hey, man, if you're not going to make a difference, you might as well make the season stand for something. And that's where I don't want to bog this segment down and get in a fight with you again.
No, it's all good.
But I'm talking about Lima. I'm not getting a fight with you.
Yeah.
I don't want to... We're not fighting, are we? We're good?
Not yet.
Okay, good. I don't want to start a fight with you over, but that's why I think fans are really upset about it. If you're going to do what you think is better for the organization than I think is better for the organization, then why aren't you making these moves? Why didn't you do this? And then when you lose Emmanuel Clase, well, now you can't even trade him. Like, I think fans do, in their own way, want to give their favorite teams the benefit of...
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Donor advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax smart way to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org/advisors.
The doubt. And now you're really not in a position to give me the benefit of the doubt.
By the way, Manzardo, you're absolutely right. I do not begrudge anybody for being livid with how this season's going.
You just begrudged him.
My begrudging is that people are acting like this has been the same thing for a decade. And I'm like, what? What? You've just been losing arguments for a decade, and now you finally get to win one. That's where I get upset. Manzardo, fifth best batting average on the team right now. 235. But fifth best batting average on the team.
What's the OPS, though? Because that's more important at the stadium right now.
That is important. When I track that down.
I hear there's other scoreboards that have that now. That's not just a us thing. Because now everybody... you talk to Frank Thomas. Frank Thomas is mad that people don't care about batting average anymore. And so now they're putting Mopies up more than they ever have, which I'm imagining that Frank Thomas is.
Can I give you a slugging?
Sure. What?
Second best on the team.
All right.
473.
Hey, man. You know, again, who's got the better shot at a future with this club? Is it Carlos Santana at 39 or Kyle Manzardo? It's Kyle Manzardo. He should be playing more. Go ahead.
Speaking of veterans and their future with the Guardians, Shane Bieber, we're keeping track of his rehab yesterday in Double A Akron. Went 4 innings pitch, struck out 7, walked none. Gave up a home run, but pitched well for the Rubber Ducks. This is Bieber after the game.
I feel like my stuff's in a really good spot. It's been in a great spot since I started throwing. Very confident with the action of my pitches. For me, it's really about building arm strength. It's hard to simulate a game atmosphere unless you do it.
If you go to ESPN.com right now, they have like a list of like potential trades that a lot of their writers have been putting out there. Jeff Passan saying that the Cubs may want to take a stab at the Cy Young winner.
I'm glad you brought that up because now, Tone, I'm in a sad, cynical place with the Guardians. I saw the highlights of him yesterday and I went, oh, hopefully it'll be good for somebody else because we're going to let him go. Cynical. And then Passan puts it out that the Cubs might be interested in Shane Bieber.
He also put out the example of the Black Sox scandal that you brought up the other day, too. But we can get to that later on in the show. Finally, want to get some WNBA action here. This is from the Valkyries game last night. This is a wild situation.
Hayes gets blocked by Maya Caldwell. Something flies on the court, actually, from the crowd. The officials will say they will continue play as that goes off the fingertips of the Valkyries. And you can see the object, the block right there. The object comes, that green thing bounces, and it goes to the sideline. We're not sure where it came from. No room for any of that type of activity. Yeah, and no one's picked the object up yet. You guys, oh my gosh, okay.
Now the camera shows.
Okay. Inappropriate. Get him out of here, whoever it is.
What's the audio courtesy?
First of all, green.
The humor.
Green.
Okay.
I mean, and you know, the Lima household, it's always been purple. What? This is a green one.
This happened in a Patriots Bills game.
Yes.
What possesses you guys to bring these things to sporting events?
Because of what we just did.
What possesses you to? So you buy a ticket, you buy one of those, you have to go to a lion's den along the highway. You buy one of these things. Don't tell me you get this thing Amazon to you.
That audio is courtesy of KPIX, which is Valkyries TV.
So you go to the lion's den along the highway.
How are those girls not, those women doing it, how are they not rolling?
Well, there is a point where it happens during gameplay, right? Whoever's at the top of the key turns around and notices it and just puts her head in her hands. And goes, oh my God.
The players aren't laughing?
Oh, yeah. They're,
okay, good.
There's a few of them laughing.
Again, what goes through your head to go through the rigmarole of buying a ticket to the game, stopping in an adult bookstore.
Oh, yeah.
Well, usually they have them. It goes one or the other, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Sometimes it's buy one, get one. Sometimes it's a nice add-on.
So
complimentary gift.
You buy it. And then you go, I know we were going to get to the guy who got traded in the middle of the doubleheader and ended up pitching for against his old team with his new team.
I'd like these are doubleheaders.
Anybody see Requiem for a Dream?
I'd like to focus on this one, this story, a little bit longer.
That's it for about last night.
I think we focused on this story quite enough.
Now, was this the same game?
That's all that I know.
Is this the same game that the lady's wig fell off?
It was.
Wow, this was the game to be at. You kidding me?
Inappropriate.
Why are you buying these things to take them to a sporting event? Why do you do this?
Listen, it happens in the NFL. You want to be respected. You want to be seen in the same light as the professional sports that most guys watch. You do more of this, you'll get that attention.
My God.
Inappropriate.
They did it in an NFL game.
That's what I'm saying.
Stop doing it. Stop it. Don't throw anything onto the court or onto the floor.
An awesome minor league promotion.
Never mind.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You must remember this as the podcast dedicated to stories from the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Stories of sex, murder, institutional racism, bad men, sad women, fascist gossip columnists, and much more. Our new season is called The Old Man is Still Alive, and it's about directors like Alfred Hitchcock and John Ford who got started in the silent era, but were still making movies in the psychedelic 60s. Follow and listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.